holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Be Holy.
All right, I want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. Listen, I have something for you. This is from the 40 plus church songs.
Come on, everybody, let's talk about it. Up from the grave.
Jesus, 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 Jes
happy. Heaven gonna win this chair.
Oh, yes. Listen, that is called Jesus Rose. The name of that song is Jesus Rose from the project entitled 40 Plus Church Songs. All you have to do is go to Google and put in hashtag 40 Plus Church Songs, and it will pull up all the songs. They're on every streaming network, every downloading network or media, or you can actually go to YouTube and listen to every single song. For free, you can listen to every single song. Why am I making it for free? Because I want you to be able to hear those songs. Those songs are for the believers. The believers sing those songs in their cars. They sing them in their churches. They sing them at their homes. They sing them in their, matter of fact, it's on their playlist. And so when they're singing these songs, they're actually singing to God and praising God long before they get to church. And so when you get to church and you got a few people, it only takes two or three, a few people who've been worshiping God and they come together in one place, God is in the midst. That's what he said. And so we want people to begin to worship God at home and worship God in the car and worship God at work and worship God on the lunch break and worship God throughout the day. So when they do come together as saints on Sunday, Saturday, Friday, whenever it is that you come together with the saints, you guys can praise God together. Again, that is the song is called Jesus Rose, and it's from the project entitled hashtag 40 plus church songs. Just put it in and it will come up. All right. We've been talking about the Holy Ghost and the kingdom. So here's the, I'm sure this is not going to be the last actual broadcast concerning the Holy Ghost, but at least we're coming to the end of Galatians chapter 5. All right, those who belong to Christ Jesus have nailed their passions and desires of their sinful nature to his cross and crucified them there. So we were talking about receiving the Holy Ghost and being in the kingdom. Being in the kingdom and receiving the Holy Ghost is the same thing. Being in the kingdom and receiving the Holy Ghost is exactly the same thing. So when you decide that you want to be in the kingdom of God, you're actually saying that you want to receive the Holy Ghost. That's what you're saying. So let me ask you, do you want to be in the kingdom of God? Yes, you. Do you want to be in the kingdom of God? If your answer is yes, and you have not received the Holy Ghost, now you know what to pray for. You're not praying for your problems to be solved. You're not praying for sickness to be removed. You're praying for the Holy Ghost. And after you receive the Holy Ghost, then pray for the sickness. Then pray for the problems to be solved. Pray for the job. Pray for all these other things that you need. Those are things that you need. And yes, they are important. But what's the most important thing? The most important thing is to receive the Holy Ghost. Church attendance was never, that was never the point of just coming together or singing some songs or praying together. No. The point of church was that we received the Holy Ghost. I even go as far as this to say, it wasn't about Jesus dying on the cross. That was a part of removing the sin, but the ultimate part was the end of it, that we would receive the Holy Ghost. Because we couldn't receive the Holy Ghost until he died. There was nothing that was going to change that. We would not receive the Holy Ghost until Jesus died for the sins of those wanting to receive the Holy Ghost. So if you want to be in the kingdom of God, you must receive the Holy Ghost. How do you receive the Holy Ghost? Simply obeying what he said. Believing. He told us to believe. You have to obey what he says. And he said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, to remove your sins, and you will receive the Holy Ghost. So repent. Stop sinning. Stop. Change the way you think. Change everything. Stop thinking with your flesh and actually start following after God. Now, after you receive the Holy Ghost, this is something we need to talk about also. Verse number 26, let us not become conceited or provoke one another or be jealous of one another. It's real easy to do that in church, you know. It's real easy. For one person will speak in tongues more than another, and you'll say, man, I just want to speak in tongues just like them. No, no, we don't do that. We don't push the Holy Ghost to do a thing like that. The Holy Ghost might only give you a few words, might give someone else many words, but you don't compare your Holy Ghost to someone else's Holy Ghost because it's all the same Spirit. It is all the same Spirit. We can't become conceited. Just because you receive the Holy Ghost, that don't mean that you forget what it's like to be a sinner. It don't mean that. Because you receive the Holy Ghost, that helps you remember what you were in. And so in dealing with other sinners, people who have not received the Holy Ghost as of yet, now you know how to approach them. And you know to let the Lord lead you. Let the Holy Ghost lead you in how you speak with them. You have to. If you think for one minute that whatever you say is going to convince them to receive the Holy Ghost, you are mistaken. The Holy Ghost has to lead you into what to say. So when the Holy Ghost leads you into what to say, then the Holy Ghost, if they can hear, if God has changed their hearing and understanding while you're talking, because God will be speaking through you, if they can hear because God opens their understanding, then they will receive the Holy Ghost too, because they're going to start to see that they got to walk away from sin. They got to repent. And they are going to have to be baptized. But don't get baptized before you repent. Mm-mm. Repent of sin and then get baptized so that you receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And after you receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, let us not become conceited or provoke one another. You don't provoke somebody else because we're saved. We don't do that thing. We don't do things like that. In the world of politics, we see it all the time. I wish, my prayer that is that politicians get saved. If the politicians get saved, oh, we got someplace to go with this country. The Holy Ghost is going to move here.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Join the discussion on Facebook at Be Holy Broadcast. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Tune in next week.
Be Holy.